There is a detail in the story of Noah that I overlooked for years. Most of us know the broad strokes of the account. God instructed Noah to build an ark because a flood was coming. We remember the animals entering two by two, the rain falling for 40 days and 40 nights, and the rainbow that eventually appeared in the sky. Yet, tucked within the story's details is something that has lingered in my mind for weeks. The more I consider it, the more I believe it contains a lesson many of us desperately need. God was remarkably specific when he gave Noah instructions for the ark. He provided exact dimensions. He told Noah how long it should be, how wide it should be, and how high it should stand. He specified the type of wood to use. He instructed Noah to coat it with pitch inside and out. He gave directions regarding the roof, the placement of the door, and even the number of decks inside the vessel. Nothing was left to chance. Every measurement served a purpose. Every instruction mattered. What God did not include was a rudder. There was no steering mechanism, no sail, no oars, no way for Noah to determine the direction of travel once the floodwaters lifted the ark from the ground. That omission was not accidental. The God who carefully specified every board and every measurement could certainly have instructed Noah to build a way to navigate the vessel if navigation had been part of his assignment. Instead, God designed an ark that could float but could not be steered by human hands. Building the ark required faith, but I suspect stepping into it required even more. Imagine spending years constructing a vessel according to God's instructions, trusting that every measurement mattered even when none of it made sense to the people around you. Then imagine the day finally arrives. The animals enter. The skies darken. The first drops begin to fall. At some point, Noah must have realized something that would become increasingly significant as the waters rose beneath him. There was no way to steer the ark. The vessel was designed to float wherever God carried it. We know how the story ends, which makes it easy to overlook the weight of that reality. Noah did not know how long the journey would last. He did not know where the ark would eventually come to rest. He did not know what awaited him on the other side of the flood. He simply knew that the God who instructed him to build the ark had also instructed him to enter it. What often escapes our attention is that Noah did not spend a few difficult weeks aboard the ark. He spent more than a year there, more than a year waking up each morning with no ability to influence the outcome, more than a year without a map, a timeline, or a visible destination. Day after day, he awoke to the same view: water. Week after week, the horizon remained unchanged: water. Month after month, there was no visible evidence that the journey was nearing its end. No landmarks, no progress report, no indication that dry ground was just around the corner. There was only the steady rhythm of trust, repeated again and again, long after the excitement of obedience had faded. The miracle was not merely that Noah built the ark. The miracle was that he continued to trust God when there was no visible evidence that the journey was nearing its end. I wonder if that is why this story resonates so deeply with us. Most of us have experienced seasons where we knew enough to take the next step, but not enough to see the entire path. We have obeyed God as best we knew how, only to find ourselves in circumstances we cannot control and journeys we cannot predict. We pray for direction, yet what we often receive is dependence. We ask for explanations, yet God offers his presence. We want a map, but he gives us himself. Perhaps that is why this image has remained with me. I know what it is like to search for a rudder. I know what it is like to want answers God has not provided, timelines he has not revealed, and certainty he has chosen not to give. There have been seasons when I would have gladly settled for a rough sketch of his plans. Instead, he gave me the same thing he gave Noah: enough light for the next step and an invitation to trust him with the rest. At the time, that often felt insufficient. Looking back, I can see it was exactly what I needed. If I am honest, there is something within me that longs for certainty. I want to know how things will unfold. I want assurance that the prayer will be answered, the relationship restored, the diagnosis improved, the door opened, or the heartbreak redeemed. I tell myself that if I just had a little more information, trusting God would be easier. Yet the longer I walk with Him, the more I realize the issue is rarely information. The issue is surrender. The truth is that most of us do not struggle to trust God once we understand what He is doing. We struggle to trust Him while we are waiting to find out. Trusting God is not difficult when the destination is visible. It becomes difficult when all we can see is water stretching endlessly in every direction. It is one thing to trust God when His plans align with our expectations. It is another thing entirely to trust Him when the journey takes longer than we anticipated, when the answers come slower than we hoped, and when the future remains hidden behind a horizon we cannot reach. Perhaps that is why Scripture places such an emphasis on remembering. Again and again, God instructed His people to look back. Memorial stones were gathered. Feasts were observed. Stories were retold. Generations were reminded of what God had done before. Those practices were not necessary because God was forgetful. They were necessary because His people were. If I am honest, I am no different. I wish I could tell you that remembering God's faithfulness comes naturally to me. It does not. I have watched Him provide in ways I never could have orchestrated. I have watched Him sustain me through losses I was certain would crush me. I have seen Him open doors I did not even know existed and carry me through seasons I never would have imagined surviving. Yet when a new storm appears on the horizon, I often find myself asking familiar questions. Will He come through this time? Does He see what I am facing? Has He forgotten me? The facts of His faithfulness remain unchanged, but fear has a way of narrowing our vision. It shrinks our world until all we can see is the storm directly in front of us. The waves feel larger than they are because we have forgotten the storms He already brought us through. The uncertainty feels permanent because we have lost sight of the countless times He has already proven Himself faithful. That is why rehearsing our history with God matters. When today's circumstances tempt us to question His faithfulness, yesterday's evidence reminds us who He is. When fear begins to whisper that we have been abandoned, memory speaks a better word. It reminds us of the doors He opened, the strength He supplied, the comfort He provided, and the ways He carried us through situations we once thought might break us. We are not reminding God of His faithfulness. We are reminding ourselves. The longer I walk with God, the more convinced I become that trust is built less by understanding His plans and more by knowing His character. Noah could not have trusted the plan because he could not see the plan. There was no timeline, no forecast, and no visible destination. The floodwaters concealed all of those things. What Noah knew was the one who had called him. I think many of us spend our lives waiting for enough information to trust God. We tell ourselves that if we could just see what He is doing, we would gladly follow. Yet faith has never been rooted in complete information. If it were, it would not require trust at all. Faith is rooted in the character of a God who has proven Himself trustworthy again and again, even when His purposes remain hidden from view. The more I reflect on Noah's journey, the more I realize that the story is not ultimately about a flood. It is about presence. Noah never received detailed explanations. He was not handed a schedule outlining each stage of the journey. He was not told exactly when the rain would stop or when dry ground would appear. What he received instead was the presence of God. The same God who instructed him to build the ark remained with him while he floated upon waters he could not navigate. That is often how God works in our lives. We ask for plans, but He offers His presence. We ask for certainty, but He offers His promises. We ask for explanations, but He continually points us back to His character. Many times, the thing we want most is clarity, while the thing God offers most freely is Himself. The longer I walk with Him, the more convinced I become that His presence is a far greater gift than the answers I once thought I needed. Answers may calm our fears for a moment, but His presence sustains us for the entire journey. Anyone can celebrate God's faithfulness after the ark comes to rest on dry ground. The greater challenge is trusting his faithfulness while the floodwaters are still rising. That is where many of us live, not at the beginning of the story and not at the end, but somewhere in the middle. Somewhere between the promise and the fulfillment. Somewhere between the first drops of rain and the appearance of the rainbow. Somewhere in the long stretch of waiting, where each day looks remarkably similar to the one before it, and where the temptation to doubt can quietly grow. Scripture does not tell us every thought that crossed Noah's mind while he drifted upon those waters, but we know enough about human nature to recognize the struggle. There had to be moments when the horizon revealed nothing but water. Moments when the waiting felt endless. Moments when the silence felt heavy. Moments when the future seemed as hidden as it had been the day before. Yet throughout all of it, the absence of a rudder did not mean the absence of God. The ark may have lacked a steering mechanism, but it was never outside God's control. Every wave that struck its sides remained subject to his authority. Every mile traveled across the floodwaters unfolded beneath his watchful eye. Noah may not have known where he was, but God did. Noah may not have understood the route, but God had already determined the destination. The same is true for us. The circumstances that feel chaotic to us are not chaotic to God. The delays that frustrate us do not surprise him. The unanswered questions that keep us awake at night do not represent gaps in his understanding. He sees the beginning and the end simultaneously. He knows what he is accomplishing in seasons that feel directionless to us. While we are often consumed with where we are going, he is equally concerned with who we are becoming along the way. The longer I sit with this story, the more I think the missing rudder was the message. For years, I wondered why God omitted something so important from his instructions. Why provide dimensions, but not direction? Why explain every detail of construction, but leave Noah without any means of navigation? The longer I walk with God, the more I believe the answer is found in the very thing Noah lacked. Perhaps the missing rudder was not an oversight, but an invitation. An invitation for Noah to trust the God who governed the waters more than his own ability to navigate them. Maybe that is why God never instructed Noah to build a rudder. Had there been one, Noah might have been tempted to trust it. He might have spent his days gripping it tightly, convinced the safety of the ark depended upon his ability to navigate the storm. Instead, every day aboard that vessel forced him to confront the same reality. Either God would carry him, or he would not. The same is true for us. We spend so much of our lives searching for control. We want certainty, guarantees, and detailed itineraries for the future. Yet God often offers something better, though it rarely feels better in the moment. He offers himself. He invites us to rest, not in the clarity of the path, but in the character of the one leading us along it. Noah never received a rudder. What he received was the presence of God. And when the waters finally receded and the ark came to rest, he discovered what generations of believers have discovered since. God's presence is a far better guide than our own understanding. We may never receive all the answers we want. We may never understand every detour, every delay, or every season of waiting. But we have not been left to navigate those waters alone. The God who guided Noah still guides his people. The God who remembered Noah in the flood still remembers his children in their storms. If you find yourself searching for a rudder today, stop for a moment and consider this. What if the missing rudder is not evidence that something is wrong? What if it is evidence that God intends to lead? What if the very thing you wish he would place in your hands is the thing he lovingly keeps in his own? After all, the ark was built to float. Noah was called to trust. God was responsible for the destination. For years, I overlooked the missing rudder. Now I wonder if it was one of the most important details in the entire story. And if your life feels adrift at the moment, take heart. The God who guided an ark through a world covered in floodwaters has not lost sight of you. He knows where you are. He knows where he is taking you. Even when you cannot feel the movement, he is still carrying you toward dry ground. Some of the most important things God teaches us can only be learned on waters we never intended to sail. You may not have a rudder, but you do have the one who commands the wind and the waves, and that has always been enough. Father, there are seasons when trusting you feels easy, and seasons when it feels incredibly difficult. There are moments when your hand seems obvious, and moments when we struggle to see what you are doing at all. Forgive us for the times we have searched for control instead of seeking you. Forgive us for the times fear has caused us to forget the countless ways you have already proven yourself faithful. Help us remember. Help us rehearse our history with you when the future feels uncertain. Remind us of the prayers you have answered, the burdens you have carried, the doors you have opened, and the storms you have already brought us through. When we cannot see the destination, teach us to trust your character. When we cannot understand the journey, help us rest in the knowledge that you are guiding it. Give us the courage to release our grip on the things we cannot control and the faith to believe that you are still at work, even in the waiting. Thank you for being the God who sees the end from the beginning, the God who never abandons his children, and the God who remains faithful when our faith feels small. As you carried Noah through waters he could not navigate, carry us through the seasons we cannot steer. Teach us to trust you more deeply, love you more fully, and follow you more faithfully. In Jesus' name, Amen.